Welcome to the Combat Trading episode for Clothes Moth. This is an audiobook excerpt from our published book, War and Pest. This episode is used as a training and development tool for members of the Combat Pest Control team and is used in conjunction with a written document and an internal questionnaire. Although the adult clothes moth is often first sighted, it's actually the larvae that do all the damage. By the time clothes moths are fully fledged adults, they no longer have the ability to feed on fabric. How to spot a clothes moth? A small straw or golden coloured moth with no patterns on the wing. The wingspan is between 4 and 7 millimetres long. The eggs are tiny white balls which stick to the surfaces like glue. Larvae look like tiny white caterpillars, 2 to 3 millimetres long. They build a web-like tent to live in. This can look like a silk or smooth line. Life cycle of the clothes moth. To combat clothes moths, it's important to understand their life cycle. Simply put, they move from egg to larvae to pupae to adult. Clothes moths lay between 30 and 200 small white eggs in clusters. Eggs take between 1 and 5 weeks to hatch in temperatures above 10 degrees Celsius. Larvae stay at that stage, feeding on your fabrics, for between 2 and 7 months. This is when they are most destructive. They then spin a tiny cocoon and get set to become a fully fledged adult moth. This is called the pupa stage. They stay in the cocoon for anywhere between 2 weeks and 2 months. As an adult moth, they only live for a few days or up to a few weeks. They no longer need to feed. All feeding is done at the larvae stage. Their primary focus is to find a mate and start the breeding cycle again. They die soon after. What they eat. Moths eat any kind of fabric derived from the animals. Wool, silk, fur, feathers. Where they live. Clothes moths live amongst fabrics where they won't be disturbed. So check under beds where there's woolen or woven carpet to feed on, or perhaps where you store seasonal clothes, back of wardrobes where you store your winter clothes or clothes you don't wear that often, chest of drawers, where places where you store your woolen jumpers, near skirting boards. Some moths live near or under the skirting boards close to the wool-rich carpets. Moths are drawn to human sweat also, so make sure you wash your clothes thoroughly. But also check under furniture, especially places like chest of drawers, and especially if you have woolen carpets. How to spot you've got clothes moths. Fabric damage. Ball patches in your carpet, holes in your jumpers, dresses, scarves and curtains. Sightings. Adult moths perching on walls, carpets or in wardrobes and drawers. Web-like tents. You can spot the remnants of the clothes moth larvae's home among your clothes. Eggs. Tiny white balls or dots stuck to your jumpers, scarves and carpets. Pupa case. You may spot the traces of the cocoon or pupa case stuck to your fabric. These are only a few millimetres long and look thin, and so thin they look transparent. For our team, please visit other episodes. Ensure you've taken your questionnaire for continuing professional development, and we will leave it there.